About fans, where do you think you've had the weirdest fan experience? Is there any story which you just have to tell?
I feel like we just went to South America last year, and that was definitely in a different level of crazy fandom.
Oh, no, I had a good one the other night in Germany.
In Germany.
That girl, like that Asian girl, she kept following me. She chased me down the street. She's like, please, 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 let me stay on your bus. Let me ride with you. And I'm like, no, you can't. And she literally, I was running around the corner. She just chased me for like 3 blocks, went into the bar I was in. It was like my worst nightmare. It looked like the girl from The Grudge. It was scary.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I mean, you've got some dedicated fans. Like, we walked past the venue outside and there is hundreds of people queuing for you. They've been there since, like, 8 a.m. Is there anyone which, as a band, you really admire, which you think you could queue 12 hours for if you could handle London weather days?
No. I wouldn't wait 12 hours to see... I wouldn't be out in a line for 12 hours. I mean, I appreciate it. I love it, but at least I wouldn't. I would go when doors open and go see the band.
I'm too old, so I would just... I'd get really bored. I'd get really tired.
Yeah.
It'd just be a really long day for me. I give them so much props and credit for being able to do that, because it's so cold outside, too, at a lot of these shows. And they, you know, huddled up in blankets. But we do what we can to help them, too. The other day, we got everyone in line pizza. We kind of, before I've gotten kids, like, donuts and coffee.
We've done, went out and, like, give them waters when it's hot outside.
So we do what we can to make sure that they're still comfortable being out there, because we appreciate it.
Yeah, it makes us feel awesome. We feel the love, for sure.